Quick, true or false? Germans' favorite pastime is playing football and after that eating sauerkraut, dressed in dirndls and lederhosen, with Rammstein or Helene Fischer playing in the background. Sadly, that's wrong. Well, most of it. We do indeed love football, whether we are actually playing or just cheering for the players. However, wearing dirndls and lederhosen while listening to Rammstein and Helene Fischer does not hold true for all Germans. Stereotypes are usually something people try to avoid at all costs. But not all stereotypes are bad ones, and a few may even be desirable for some countries. Take us Germans for example. We are believed to be progressive, efficient, direct, goal-oriented and especially well-structured. Those are all beneficial qualities to possess, and in the next few minutes we will show you why you should think about adopting some of them.
For example, German politics challenge traditional gender roles, and our female politicians exemplify that women in political areas can be just as successful, competent and efficient as men, posing as role models for women all over the world. After all, the country's most powerful man is a woman. Chancellor Angela Merkel has kept the country, as well as the European Union, up and running for the last 10 years. And our Defense Secretary, Ursula von der Leyen, is yet another example of a woman being in charge of a department that is typically associated as the manliest office in politics. Efficiency and punctuality are other characteristics that define us Germans. Punctuality is an especially important one, as it's seen as a sign of respect towards the person you're meeting. It is a value we love to capitalize. And if a German isn't on time, you can always count on a profound apology, even if we are only 2 minutes late. We also have to admit that we are indeed very goal-oriented. We are more than willing to work overtime in order to achieve our objectives. Our success in the world trade market speaks for itself and results in the strengthening of our self-confidence.
We might appear to be too direct, but being direct has its perks. For instance, getting to the point quicker and receiving honest and constructive advice. As long as it comes to our communication, when Germans are asked to write academically, we become the masters of hedging and manage to say nothing in an abundance of words. Although our own personal bubble might be a bit larger than those of other people, and we tend to treat strangers rather formally, this does not mean that we're impolite. In order to achieve our aims quickly, we have our very own techniques. There has never been a foreigner who has not at one point complained about German bureaucracy. We have documents, reports and forms for literally everything that might happen in our lives. All occurrences have to be thoroughly listed and reported, so that every citizen or officer can look up if everything has proceeded according to the rules.
To summarize, you can see not all stereotypes about Germans are inaccurate, and some of us even embrace and emphasize them. Other countries might want to follow our example, to accept their own positive stereotypes and go so far as to adopt some typical German ones as their own.